Our text for this morning is the Gospel reading, John chapter 16, verses 23 through 33. I'll read for you again these verses beginning at verse 26. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, my wife and I have traveled to some faraway places. A common theme and reason for that traveling is that almost every time we've been out of the country, we've been visiting a family member. Being with that person not only motivated the trip, but also made that trip possible. Not only because they provided for us a place to stay while we were there, but often because they did the talking for us in a foreign language. You have probably had a similar kind of experience, even if you've never been to a foreign country, but entering a new situation that was foreign to you. Maybe it was going to a new job, or a new school, or a new town, or going to a new activity where you were going to encounter new people. You may have done it, and have been greatly helped in doing it, because a family member or a friend that you already knew introduced you, or even brought you there, and helped you find your way around. Being with them made all the difference. Well, we are all going to a new place that we've never been before. That's the future. It's a foreign place for us. There is much there that we don't know anything about. But there is someone we know there, and that's Jesus. And being with him makes all the difference. Without him, we don't have a prayer. But with him, he gives us joy and courage and love. Jesus speaks the words of our text to the disciples as they are facing an uncertain future, very different from what has become familiar for them. When he says these words, he has just finished the Last Supper before his death on the cross. He has told the disciples that he's going to go away, by which he means his death, and he is going to come back again, which means his resurrection. But they're not really understanding what he's saying. This means that after his 3 years of being with them physically, things will be very different for them. But his continuing to be with them in a different way is going to make a big difference, as he explains to them now when he talks about prayer. Prayer answered in Jesus' name gives us joy. Jesus overcoming tribulation gives us courage. And the Father who answers prayer himself gives us love. Let's think first about how prayer answered in Jesus' name gives us joy. Jesus said, in that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. When little children need something, all they have to do is go ask their parents, and their parents will give them what they need. When they get older, they may still get what they need from their parents without them physically being there. Well, for example, in the town I lived in, when we were first married, there was a grocery store that had blank checks at the counter. Children would come into the store, would get things off the shelf, would sign their parents' name to the check, and walk out again. Their parents weren't even there, but still they got things in their name. The same kind of thing happens today when students go off to college with a credit card that their parents make the payments for. What joy! When Jesus was with his disciples, people were constantly asking him for things, and he often miraculously provided for them. But he says to the disciples that the day is coming when this is going to change. They will not ask him for things in the same way, because he's going to ascend into heaven. And today's reading is hinting at the fact that this coming Thursday, 40 days after Easter, is Ascension Day. But, he says, they can still ask for things in prayer to God the Father and ask for them in His name. So can we. That means it's as good as if Jesus Himself is asking for it. In other words, we're signing His name to the check. This is a new concept for the disciples, but they soon got the hang of it. In the book of Acts, we read about them praying and preaching and baptizing and doing miracles all in Jesus' name. In other words, it's the power of Jesus Himself doing it. So, even when He is not physically there, they and we are still with Jesus. And that makes all the difference. Today's second reading from the book of Revelation pictures heaven, where everything, even the light, is provided by Jesus, the Lamb. The same thing is true here and now. As we step day by day into the dark and uncertain future, we are able to go there because Jesus is already there for us. And so we will have all we need. What joy! This is good, because as Jesus knows, we will also encounter something else in the future, tribulation. But Jesus overcoming tribulation gives us courage. His disciples said, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered each to his own home and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. If you are new at school or a job, and you do have a friend or relative there who shows you around and helps you out, you may soon find that their friends become your friends. But you may also find, without realizing it at first, that their enemies have become your enemies. This is the other side of being with Jesus. In the verses before this text, as the disciples comment, Jesus uses a figure of speech. He says, when a woman gives birth, there's both pain and joy. He's telling his disciples that in the new things to come, there will be pain, but there will still be joy. As he ascends into heaven, they're going to remain in the world. And in this world, he says, they're going to have the pain of tribulation. The devil and his friends are going to cause trouble. Jesus knows this because he's already experiencing that kind of trouble. He shields the disciples from it as long as he is with them, but they are still going to experience it because they are with him, and so will we. He knows what's going to happen then. And trying to get away from the tribulation, they're going to run away from him because he attracts that, and they're going to be scattered. And this happens very soon when he is arrested and the disciples all run. They abandon him. They go to their own homes like he said was going to happen. And that's what we do too. When fear stampedes us into temptation and sin, we run away from those things and we end up running away from Jesus too. And when this happens, we feel like he is not with us. In verse 30, the disciples say, oh, now we understand. Now we really believe. And Jesus replies, oh, really? Jesus is the one who understands. He understands how hard it is for us to believe. He knows that when we do not see him and what he is doing for us, that is difficult for us. But Jesus knows exactly what he is doing for us. He knows that after his suffering and death, he's going to rise again. And he's going to ascend into heaven to the right hand of God the Father. Which does not mean that he is no longer with us. It simply means that now instead of being with his disciples in one place at a time, he is able to be with all of us, everywhere, all the time. Because he has overcome the world with its dark leader, the devil, and all its opposition against Jesus and all its power against us. He has overcome the world also that has seeped into our own hearts, leading us to temptation, along with fear and shame and despair. He forgives us. He loves us. He rescues us. This is why, even though we still live in the world full of trouble, we can still have peace. Even while we face fearsome things, we can have courage. We can take heart, because He who is with us is greater than the world. But there's more. The Father who answers prayer gives us His love. Jesus says, I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father in your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. Well, as I mentioned before, when you are in a new place with a friend or a family member, their friends become yours. In fact, Jesus says, his family becomes ours. Through faith in Jesus, his Father becomes our Father. If a child at a friend's house wants or needs something, the friend will probably go to the parent and say, hey, my friend needs this, and they'll probably give it to him. But as the relationship lasts, those parents may come to care for that new child themselves. Jesus says, that is how it is once he has told us plainly about his Father. And we've been born again to become the Father's own children through what Jesus has done for us. It's not that he now has to go ask the Father for every little thing we need, but that we ourselves can go to the Father and ask him in Jesus' name, because the Father himself loves us. Jesus is united with the Father, and they both are of one mind loving us. This is contrary to the non-Christian idea of God as some sort of a stern, distant figure who has to be manipulated into doing things for us. If I do this and this and this, then maybe God will do that for me. He does it for us because he himself loves us. Jesus said he came from the Father into the world. That was his incarnation. They agreed on that. And he was leaving the world by crucifixion and death. This also was part of the Father's eternal plan for our salvation. And then he was going back to the Father after his resurrection and ascension, showing the Father's approval on everything that he had done. That guarantees the completion of our salvation. So we can be totally sure of both Jesus' love and the Father's love. So despite all the things that we don't know about the future and the threatening things that we see around us now, despite all the things we don't understand and the things we think we must understand that, like the disciples, really we don't, prayer answered in Jesus' name gives us joy. Even when we don't see him, he is still providing for us. And Jesus' overcoming tribulation gives us courage. This sinful world full of trouble has been overcome, and the world of our sin and our death has been overcome by his resurrection. And the Father who answers prayer gives us love. Because both Jesus and the Father love us, our prayers are answered every single day and forever in heaven. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. Thank you.